Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. As always, John Kelly here with the King of Kentucky Backpacking in the Castle of the King, Mr. Jeremiah Stringer. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, dude. Casa de Stringer today.
I know, man. I love this place.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Got to hang out with Petey. Got to hang out with Golden Graham. Golden Graham ran between my legs twice before I got inside the door.
Yeah, and for some reason, you keep sniffing and licking around your feet.
I'm not wearing sandals the next time I come here.
You need closed-toe shoes around my dogs.
I don't know what's up with that, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, welcome, dude. I know you just got back from a trip. I seen you been putting some stuff out on Instagram.
Yeah, it was nice, man.
Yeah, where'd you go? What'd you do?
Yeah, I went to the Red River Gorge this past weekend.
Oh, nice.
First time I'd been on a three-day trip in forever. Probably since November because of injuries and sickness. And then the other trips I planned this year, I think we've talked about on the podcast before. I had a trip planned in January, mm-hmm. and a friend's father died.
Yeah.
And so I needed to be there for the funeral, so I wasn't able to go on the trip. Then I had a trip planned a few weeks later.
Yeah.
And couldn't go on that one because a friend committed suicide.
Oh.
And that had another trip planned, and I injured my foot.
Yeah, foot or ankle?
It was my foot.
Oh, okay.
It was my left foot. And so getting out was awesome. That's all I got. It was just awesome because, like, I've been stuck at home so much, and, like, my cabin fever was getting so bad that my wife was thanking people that asked me to take them on backpacking trips.
So you decided to go 3 days, and all I know was I was sitting on my couch, and it was pouring the rain all morning, and all I could think was,
yeah.
John's in the woods right now.
Oh, here, let me tell, okay.
Did you get so wet?
Let me tell you a story.
Okay, from the beginning.
So,
what happened?
So it's myself and my buddy Josh. He's been a lot of my videos with me, and you've backpacked with him once or twice. Yeah. And it was his friend Travis, who's from Ohio.
Okay.
And he came down, and we were giving him a really hard time because all of his gear, he bought his cheap stuff on Amazon.
Oh, so he's the budget backpacker.
Dude, huh? I'll bet his pack weighed like 50, 60 pounds.
I hope you didn't take him on many miles with that giant backpack.
I will tell you this, though. Okay. Okay, he's your height. He's like 6'2", 6'3".
Okay.
But he's stacked.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this dude is like muscles everywhere. He probably weighed 230.
Oh, my gosh.
No fat.
Oh, I'm jealous, dude.
Zero fat. The dude's in incredible shape. So a 50-pound backpack for a guy like that is nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's fine. But so he came along, and they both had hammocks.
All right.
And we were going to do the cliffside hammock on the opposite side of Oxier Ridge. But there's only two places for hammocks there. So somebody had to go with a tent. So I was the good guy. And I sacrificed. But I got to take my brand new Durston X-Mid Pro 2.
Yeah, we talked about this a while back and kind of broke down the design.
That thing is a champ, dude.
Even in the rain.
That thing is a champ. It is good. And I will tell you this. Let me keep going with what we're going. So,
go ahead.
So Josh had brought him down before, and they'd gone to Gray's Arch and Hanson's Point. And, of course, they went up to that campsite.
Yeah,
up at Oxier Ridge. But that was pretty much what they saw last time he was in.
And this campsite is the one that is kind of looking at, is it Double Arch?
Arch is across the way.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, you're on the same side as Double Arch.
Oh, so you can see, what's the arch?
You don't see anything from here. You can just see off in the distance, just hills and valleys and caverns and stuff.
This isn't that overlook on the, like, the opposite side?
Yeah, you can't, there's no arches from this viewpoint.
All right, go ahead.
We could pull up a picture in a little bit if you want to see it.
It's
like perfect.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's the only thing they had done up to that point was going to those two spots and to that campsite. Well, the guy wanted to camp back out on that campsite again because he loved it so much the year before.
Yeah.
So we were going to go there the second night. So the first night, what we did, we hiked out and did Indian Staircase.
Oh, nice.
Which was great. you know? And what was fun for me is I did to him what you did to me the first time I did Indian Staircase.
Uh-oh, what is this?
So he gets up there, and you get over that last lip, and you're climbing up hands and feet, right?
Yeah.
That's what most people do. They climb up hands and feet. I did that. I turn around, you're walking straight up the thing. Yeah. And so without thinking, he starts climbing up on his hands and feet, and I just stand up and walk behind him.
Oh, you done him dirty.
Here's this, like, big, muscular, like, in-shape dude walking in front of me. Here's this fat, short guy behind him walking, like, up the thing. So there's actually, I think Josh took a picture of it. You can barely see it. Like, you can see him climbing. I'm standing up behind him. But
beast mode, dude.
But, yeah, so we got up there, and we got to the campsite. There's actually a campsite right behind Indian Staircase.
So you took your backpacks up the staircase?
Yeah.
And kind of, did y'all hand them off at that point where Oh, you wore them up?
We wore them the whole way up, dude.
How did you get up that little, let me paint a picture for people who are unfamiliar with the territory. There's this place called Indian Staircase, and there's kind of two areas that are a little bit rough to get up. And the one, before you start going up the staircase, it's like a little, 5 foot, 6 foot, you got to kind of hop up.
It's a lip that you have to, there's a lip to the left. You kind of, if you're shorter, especially. If you're taller, you can just kind of pop yourself up.
Yeah.
But if you're short like me, there's a lip, and you have to kind of scale across this lip over to that and then go up.
Yeah. So you all, normally I'll take my backpack off and hand it up the lip because, it's a little bit of a climb.
All three of us did the lip with our backpacks on.
Even the 50-pounder.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Told you, beast mode, dude. That guy's a beast.
I feel like a sissy now.
Travis is a beast. So anyway, We get up there, and there's a really nice campsite right there at the top.
All
right. So you just walk back a little off trail, and there's a campsite right there, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
So we go ahead and set up camp. The night before this, this is ridiculous. Everything was working against me going on this trip. And I was going on this trip. So I'm out on a walk. This is about to get really gross for a lot of people, just pre-knowledge. I go for a walk. I'm doing something called 75 hard, and we could talk about that some other time, but I'm doing this this 2.5 mile walk to end my day.
Yeah.
And so I'm out for a walk. A mile in, I feel this insatiable urge to poop.
Oh no.
But I am still a mile and a half from my house.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm huffing and puffing, and I'm hiking back home, and I get maybe a quarter mile from my house, and it's not going to stay.
Please tell me you pooped on yourself.
I absolutely did.
Oh my gosh.
And got home, and I told my wife, I called my wife. Uh-huh. She's in bed at this point. And I go, get up, go unlock the door for me. Here's what happened.
Is this first thing in the morning?
This is in the night.
Oh, this is
this is at night. Okay. This is the night before we leave.
Yeah.
So I go home, I poop 6 times throughout the night. I have this horrible stomach something, and I have diarrhea, and I'm a mess the entire night. I got 3 hours of sleep.
You think you're nervous for the trip? Think that's what's causing
that? No, I was excited about the trip. There's no nerves.
Maybe you had the excited.
Maybe, I don't know, but let's just say this. I got up in the morning, pooped again, popped an Imodium, and made sure all my gear was ready.
That Imodium, dude, will seal you up.
I'm telling you, I was not. I was going on this trip, Jeremiah. And so I do that, and Jason or Josh and Travis show up at the house. Yeah. So I said, "Hang on, I got to go grab something." Well, I'm barefoot in my house at this point because I was going to wear sandals out to the gorge and then change into my trail runners.
Yeah.
So I take off running, and I catch my toe on my fireplace and skin the tip of my toe completely off. I'm bleeding everywhere, and I'm like, bro, what is going on? So I grab this big Band-Aid that's made for fingers and toes, over the tips. They're kind of shaped like two triangles combined or something.
I haven't seen these.
Well, I put it over my toe. I bandage that toe up. I throw on my sandals, and let's go.
This is the morning of.
And so I'm like, dude, I am going on this freaking trip.
Yeah.
And so... Long story short, I went, and so we get out on trail. And by the time we get to this campsite above Indian Staircase, I'm ready for a nap.
Oh, yeah.
So I get everything set up. I said, guys, y'all hang for a few minutes. I'm going to go take a nap. When I get up, we'll go check out Adina Arch or something. And okay, cool. So I go and I lay down. I slept for like an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, nice. Good power nap.
Man, I needed that. And so I get up, go out and talk to the guys, and they're sitting out on the very top of Indian Staircase, just smoking cigars and chilling. You know,
great view, dude.
Having a great time.
Perfect, hey?
You know, perfect time. And so they're there, and I said, hey, what do you guys think about going and checking out Adena Arch? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So we hiked out, and the whole time, Josh is going, just wait. The first time we run into people, they're going to know who John is. And Travis is like, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, Josh, stop. He goes, I go, every time we do this, you embarrass me. He goes, no, you just watch. It's going to happen. So we're walking out, and we're almost to Adena Arch, and the trail's kind of weird. The last trail to get down to it, mm-hmm. if you blink, you miss it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I noticed it was there, and we start hiking out, and there's a guy camped over here on the side. And I go, hey, is Adena Arch this way? And he goes, yeah. I said, thanks. And he goes, are you John? I'm like, yeah. He goes, man, I love your videos, man. I'm like, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And immediately Josh just starts laughing. And Travis is like, you got to be kidding me. And it was just like this really funny moment.
Regionally famous.
Yes, yes. Regionally popular.
Regionally popular.
Regionally popular. We don't go with famous. So we hike down and we do Adena Arch, which that's my first time going to Adena Arch, believe it or not.
It's a good arch.
I've never been there. It's a little weird when you first walk in because the little thing looks.
It's like they pulled a sphere out of the arch.
It does, but when you first see it, it looks like it's not safe for work.
Yeah. You know, did you walk up the left side of it
yes.
to go on top?
Oh, we didn't go on top.
Oh, you got to go on top.
I have to go back and do that.
Yes.
I have to go back and do that. But we went inside and hung out for a little bit. And about this time, everybody started to get hungry. So we're like, well, let's hike back. So we hiked back. We had dinner. We hung out. We got a fire. Everything was good.
Can I say one thing about Adena Arch before you get too far away from
it?
Did you know that, like, you can go on top, but if you make a right at Adena Arch, it's like a half mile to Bison Way. There's kind of a couple spots where you have to crawl down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, it's very, very close. So if you ever want to take a shortcut and don't want to do the 45-minute walk or whatever up to the staircase. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's cool. I'll have to look that up. But, yeah, so we get done there. We go back to camp, and we decide we're going to have dinner. So we all have dinner. Josh pulls a trump card on the dinner.
Oh, what did he have?
He pulls out the Stowaway Gourmet Bison Black Bean Beer Chili.
Oh, it's one of your favorites.
No, it is my favorite. It's not one of. It is by far my favorite. And he takes a bite and goes, oh, this is so good. I'm like, you just shut your mouth.
Did you come spoon in hand?
You just shut your mouth. I was like, I didn't want to taste it because then I want the whole thing and then I'd feel worse.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to eat my Peak Refuel. I think I had beef stroganoff or something like that.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Which was good. I mean, it was good. Yeah. It wasn't what he was eating, but it was good. So then we start talking about the next day because we know that the rain's coming.
Yeah.
And we know there's going to be a lot of rain. At least that's what we're told. Yeah. And it's supposed to hit like, at first it was like it was going to hit at midnight and be done around noon. Well, then it started moving back. So now it's like, it's not going to hit till 1. Well, now it's not going to hit till 2. Now it's going to hit till 3. So by the time we go to bed, it's going to hit around 3.
At least you get to have a good fire the night before.
Oh, yeah.
It's always my thought.
Yeah, we had a great fire. And so we get done, and we all go to, I go to bed first because I'm the old guy, and I only got 3 hours sleep the night before anyways. Even that nap didn't help that much.
Well, let me guess what time you went to sleep. Okay, right now, it gets dark around 9:15, maybe a little later up top where you all were. I'm guessing that you went to sleep about 9:37.
It might have been before that.
Before 9:30?
No, I was up till 10, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think I was up till 10.
You pushed it out to 10. That's pretty good.
I think I was up till 10. So I went to bed around, let's say I went to bed around 10.
Yeah.
And I put on Aquaman.
Oh, I've never seen Aquaman.
So
Jason Momoa?
Yeah, Jason Momoa. So I don't have a ridgeline in the X-Mid, and I couldn't figure out a place to put one in.
Oh, yeah, because normally with the hammock, you can hang up the ridgeline hook.
Yeah.
Or what's it called? Hang time hook.
And
just watch a movie while you fall asleep.
And I want to talk to Durston about how to get a ridgeline inside of that thing, because that would be like the ultimate addition to that tent.
I have a solution.
We'll have to talk about that later.
All right.
But so I've got a little tripod, for a phone.
Yeah.
That stands about, I don't know, 5-6 inches off the ground.
Was this for filming?
Set it right next, so I just set it right next to my sleeping pad, laid on my side, watched like 5 minutes of it, and passed out. I woke up and it was halfway through the movie, and I don't remember anything past them having him as a kid. Like,
With spoiler?
Well, he has to be born. I mean, okay. Aquaman has to be born.
Let me ask you something.
It's pretty much a given at the beginning. It's not like a surprise.
Well, maybe Spawn, man. I don't know. It's a superhero movie, right?
But it's not Spawn.
No, Spawn was a good one, though.
Spawn was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something about the watching the movies and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I typically will charge my phone every night when I'm on trail so that when I wake up, it's a fresh start, and especially for filming.
Like right.
I film a lot on my phone. So did you just plan on waking up and stopping the movie, or how did you combat the battery dying situation?
Well, it was plugged into the charger. I'd plugged in to charge it. I'd plugged in to charge it because the battery was almost dead at that point.
All right.
But because I was still working, like as we were driving over, I was still emailing people. I was still doing texting and that kind of stuff.
You're texting and driving.
Yeah. No, I wasn't driving.
Oh.
I was sitting in the back seat.
You just said yeah.
I know. I don't know why I said yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm old. So
the rain's like 3 a.m. So at this about point?
3 a.m. it's supposed to hit.
Uh-huh.
So I go to bed. We hunkered everything down. I helped Travis with his tarp. The way he had it set up originally, he'd gotten soaked.
How did he have it set up?
He had one of the diamond shaped tarps. Instead of the cat cut.
Yeah, those don't give you as much coverage.
You've got to be really smart about how you hang your hammock underneath one of those.
Usually those are the cheapies.
Yeah, and that's what he had. Like I said, he did the Amazon thing.
Yeah.
So he had an Eno hammock.
Yeah.
It's pretty typical for people when they first start. Yeah. And so we got his hammock recentered between the trees, and we dropped his tarp way low. Like super low
coverage from the rain.
Yeah, just to make sure he's covered, and Josh already had his stuff. He knew what he was doing, so he was fine. So
wait, he was hammocking too.
Josh hammocks now.
Oh, I thought he's a land chain.
He was a land chain guy. Now he's a hammock guy, and he won't turn back.
Well, did either of them have an underquilt?
Yeah, both of them did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's surprising. A lot of people, whenever they're like, it's summertime, I got the Eno. I've had buddies that they didn't know the underquilt existed. You know?
Yeah, and they wish they did by the end of the night.
Yeah, you get down time. About 50 degrees.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. So we go to bed. About 2 o'clock in the morning, the first rainstorm hits. And we hear it. It only lasts like maybe 10, 15 minutes. It's done. So then probably an hour or two later, another one hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it was heavy rain. I mean, it wasn't like small rain, but it was heavy rain. But it 10, 15 minutes maybe, and it's done. So I wake up at 6 because the sunlight's coming up already.
Yeah.
So the sunlight wakes me up.
Yeah.
So I get up and I look at the radar and it's not going to rain until 8 o'clock. So I'm like, we could hike out of here and stay dry.
What was your strategy on where to wait out the rain?
We're going to go there.
All right.
We're going to get there in a second. So I get up and I go ahead and I'm in a tent so I can pack everything.
Yeah.
The only thing that wasn't packed was the tent.
That is a cool thing about tenting. Yeah. I put everything inside the night before if I know it's going to rain.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, of course, you're going to get wet packing up the tent, but that's just part of it.
That's it. Yeah. So, but anyways, I didn't get wet packing up anything. I mean, my tent was wet.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, everything was dry. I had got everything packed up and ready to go, and I was overeating breakfast. I didn't want to wake the guys up just yet. I was going to wake them up at like 7.
Wonder how late they stayed up.
I think they said like midnight.
Oh, okay.
Not I guess what late. They said. Not too bad. So, So I was letting them sleep because I was like, they probably want to get some rest.
Sure.
Well, Josh hears me and he goes, "Hey, man," he goes, "you're already awake." I was like, "Yeah, I just saw on the radar the rain's not going to hit till 8 o'clock." And he goes, "Dude, we need to get out of here then."
He's trying to stay dry too.
So he jumps up out of his hammock. He goes, "Travis, get up, man. If we can get out of here, we might not get hit by the rain. Let's go."
Woke him up.
So we all got up and they got their stuff together. I got my stuff together, and from that spot. There's a trail, an off trail that you can take that takes you all the way out and combines with the Sheltoe.
Yeah.
And then you just take it down around Indian Arch and all that. And I wanted to make sure Travis had never seen Indian Arch.
Oh, that's a good gym.
And I think that little curve hike through that part where you look up and it's just you're surrounded by cliffs.
Yes.
Is one of the most beautiful spots in the gorge.
Oh, that is like definition Kentucky Daniel Boone National Forest.
Yeah. And I wanted him to see that. So we hiked that hike out. And I think we made it almost the whole way in the last 20 minutes of the hike.
How outdoorsy is he?
He's really outdoorsy.
Okay.
Yeah, but really outdoorsy.
He didn't have the equipment.
He doesn't backpack.
Yeah.
He does a lot of hunting, does a lot of camping, doesn't do a lot of backpacking, if that makes sense. So, and fishing. He's a big fisherman, too. But we hiked out, and we made it almost all the way. We had about a half hour to go on our hike, And that's when the rain started, but it wasn't super heavy. It was just rain. And he was like, you know what? I'm not putting on a raincoat. I'm just going to walk it out. And we're like, okay, you do it. I had an umbrella. Shoved that umbrella in, just walked out nice and warm and untouched by water, except for a little bit on my right hand, you know, and that's about it.
Your feet?
Well, I mean, your feet are going to get wet with the raincoat, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, and it was fine. And so we hiked out. Josh went up and got his truck. He came down and got us. We stood under the awning at the privy. Mm-hmm. And he came, picked us up. We went straight to McGill's.
Oh, good choice.
Breakfast straight to McGill's. Time? Yeah, breakfast time. We all got omelets. And well, actually, I got like some big breakfast thing with like bacon and eggs.
That's
and
a great.
Potatoes. And man, that was good.
We went to McGill's one time. I went with a bunch of Ohio guys. And we have this running joke. We're still waiting on Greg's pancakes. We got so many things. He never got the pancakes. But that is the perfect place to wait out the rain.
Yeah.
I've done it multiple times, dude. You can play cards in there.
Well, so here's what we did. So we get there, and we eat breakfast, and we just hang out.
Yeah.
And we talk. And then after we eat breakfast, the guys needed to repack their backpacks because they just kind of shoved everything in real quick so that we could get out. So we went under one of the shelters and took one of the tables.
Yeah.
And they just started repacking their bags, and we hung out and talked to other people and chilled. And also, we looked down like, that's like 11:30, 12 o'clock. You want to get lunch? Sure. So we got pizza. So we got pizza.
Yeah.
And so I think the hike out that we did ended up being like close to 3 miles. We'll say it was 3 miles from the campsite out. And so we'd already hiked 3 miles. We were eating our lunch, and we were going to go straight from there to Oxia Ridge.
Yeah.
Because that was another place he'd never been. Travis had never been there. And we were like, well, let's just go there. We've already got water figured out. We don't need to bring extra water. Mm-hmm. You know, and quite honestly, like, we were all sore. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it. We were all sore. I was sore because I started working out last week. And we get to, again, we'll talk about that later. But, so we're all like, we went to the gas station, bought gallons of water, filled up all our water bottles.
Oh, nice.
We're just like,
yeah, there's not a whole lot of water up on Oxy.
No, there's not. So we got out there and we found a spot in the lot, if you can believe it.
Yeah, I'd say that lot was packed full, dude.
Absolutely.
People lined the road. They have signs, no parking on the sides of the road now.
Yeah, and the road was still lined. But so we get up there, and we had timed it so that we would get there right about the time the rain was supposed to stop. It's sprinkling on us the whole way up. We park in and we stop, and the rain stops.
Dude, perfect time.
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we get in there, and we stop, and we go ahead and get all our stuff together, and we decide we're not going to take our backpacks.
Oh, you're going to day hike?
We're just going to day hike out to Oxier and back.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Haystack Rock. Did you show them? Is that Half Moon?
Courthouse Rock is out there.
Courthouse?
Yeah, and you have that one I always call it Nipple Rock because that's all I can think that it looks like. So, you know what I'm talking about?
No, it's like
a little rock, and it's just got a little ball rock on top of it.
Is that Haystack? I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, I just call it Nipple Rock because I didn't know what it was. It's what it looks like.
Did you post a picture of it on
Instagram? No, I didn't post a picture of it.
Okay.
But so we go out there and we hike out, and he was just blown away by the views.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely blown away. So we go out there and we get pictures and we hang out for a little bit. And we walk all the way out to Courthouse Rock.
Did you do the loop or did you walk back the
same way? No, we just came back the same way. Like, unless you're going down there for something, there's nothing to see in the bottom portion of it.
Yeah, the valley part, I mean, it's very luscious and you can refill water and stuff, but there's not a whole lot to see.
There's nothing there. And so we just hiked back and got back out to the truck, grabbed our stuff, then we hiked up to our campsite.
Where were you planning on camping at the second night?
That was the night on the cliffside.
Okay.
That was the night on the cliffside. So we went up the service road.
Yeah.
And went up and got to our campsite.
Is it Pepe's Point, what they call that? I can't remember.
I don't know what they call it. I don't tell too many people where it is because I don't want people to use it. Because I've never gone up there and somebody's been there.
Yeah.
Like, so I want to keep it that way. It's one of those bad, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't blame you.
There's those few sites that are like unmarked, nobody knows about, and you kind of want to keep it that way.
Yeah. There's no firewood. There's not a ton of firewood out there.
Yeah, if you want to pull up some of the pictures from it, because like,
yeah.
Dude, it,
I wonder if I can share the screen.
Yeah,
here.
Go to the
present, share screen.
And click on a window. Go to window.
Window, okay.
And then, so no, go to entire screen. What is entire screen? No, go to Chrome tab.
This is a
there it is right there. Shot. Click on that one right there. Yes. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
what we got here?
That right there was what we woke up to the next morning.
So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see.
I'll tell you what, go back for a second. I want to show the other pictures first.
Okay.
So go to that.
This one?
Yeah, that one right there.
Okay.
And so that was the night we got to our campsite.
There's that was Josh, and what's his name?
That's me.
Oh, okay.
That's me and Josh sitting on the cliff. Travis took that picture. And you can see we got to watch the sunset. Look at those clouds, dude. It was beautiful.
I bet y'all got a lot of color on the
sunset. Oh, man. And, of course, got the X-Mid set up. Let me tell you how hard it was to set that X-Mid up that night.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Okay, so there's only one place to put a tent out there.
Yeah, dude, and it is rock hard up there. You're not pounding those stakes in.
Well, I mean, but it rained.
Oh, did it soften it up?
It rained for 4 hours before we got there. Plus, it rained the night before. So the ground was hard to get the stakes in, but then it would crumble and your stakes would fall forward.
Oh.
And so if you're looking online, if you're watching on the video, you can see that I don't have it as tight as I normally would when I would do this tent, because every time I'd put the stake in, the rocks would all like shuffle and then it would pull forward and pull out. And so it took me forever to get that thing even pitched.
It's tough, dude.
So that was where I had that. And then if you go back to the first picture that you were looking at, that was just us hanging out. We hung out there for a while. Went to bed that night. It was beautiful, man. It was absolutely beautiful. And a lot of people don't know this, but right now, Venus, you can see in the sky. It's the first star you'll see at night.
Oh, I bet it's bright.
It's so bright, we thought it had to be like something that wasn't a star. We were like, we didn't know what it was.
You know, that makes me think, dude, if you could have lived before light pollution was such a big ordeal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many parts around the world you can go see the sky as like people 500 years ago would have saw it. But, dude, I mean, it's just breathtaking.
Well, in this spot, there's so little light.
Yeah, and you're in the middle of nowhere.
And you see there's a video of it, just of it going across.
Whose hammock is it?
That's Josh's.
Okay.
That's his. I mean, look at this, dude. Look at the cloud that filled the valley.
This in the morning?
Yeah.
Watch the clouds rise?
Yeah. It was beautiful, man.
That's one of the best things about that spot.
It really is. I mean, just see, like, this is the view from where we were camping. It was, I mean, for people who aren't watching the TV, if you can just imagine this entire valley below you with cliffs across from you, and it's just filled with what looks like smoke, but it's a cloud that's just below you.
It's like I call it like a lake of clouds.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was just unbelievable. I woke up that morning, and I was up on a hill above the guys, and I thought they were enveloped by it. So I went down to check on them. Because I was like, oh, no, their stuff's getting soaked, you know? So I come down the hill to check on them, and no, they were fine. You know, they were fine, but they said they stayed up a little bit later than me, which is a shocker. But they stayed up later than me, and they actually watched it roll in at night. Watched the cloud roll into the valley.
Me and Mark did that. Mark goes hiking.
Yeah.
We sat there till like 3 a.m. and just talked. And watch the clouds rise, watch the sunset, watch the stars. You sit there and you talk, and you lose track of time, and then you look up and you can see where the earth is rotated and the stars are all in different locations from where they were. I don't know, just beauty.
The first time I ever saw the Milky Way in a regular night sky was in that spot.
Man, that's rare.
We saw the Milky Way. Like, it was crazy. It's me and my friend Sean, we were there in October. Mm-hmm. And, we saw it, and just, it was mind-blowing.
You know, another interesting thing that happened to me at that same spot, I don't know if you remember.
Is that the rainstorm?
The rainstorm, where I believe didn't you head out early on that one? Or was you with us with Mark? And
I was with you guys at the very beginning, and I hiked one day with you. And that was the day that I almost had a heat stroke.
Yeah. Well, it rained after that. And that was whenever we left, and I came back, and my tarp had like 10 gallons of water, and my hammock was soaked. And I had to string my underquilt and my top quilt out on that pine on the end of the point, and it just flapped in the breeze until it dried, you know.
Gosh.
Whenever I went to bed.
That was the nice thing about when we got to that campsite. My tent was like soaking wet from the rain the night before. And we set it up in the afternoon when we got to the campsite about 5-6 o'clock, By the time I went to bed, man, that thing was dried out.
Yeah, it's good, a good type of breezy out there.
Yeah,
is how I would describe it.
And it got into the 40s that night.
Yeah,
so it got low. But what was cool was the condensation was pretty minimal on the inside of the tent. So the way the X-Mid works is you've got two vents above each door,
uh-huh.
and they're pretty good-sized vents. So it lets a lot of, you know, the air out that you've got in there. And plus the way it's set up in the bottom, you've got a bathtub floor, but then you've got netting outside the bathtub floor so that you've got some breeze that can come through the bottom too. Like if you set it higher,
because
you want a little breeze to come through and like when it's hotter out, it's really nice.
Wouldn't you want to set it lower so the bathtub floor is more shallow? Does that expose more netting or no?
I don't know if it exposes more netting. The way it's set up, the bathtub floor pretty much sits up like it should.
Okay. How regardless. Many inches deep is that typically?
3 or 4 inches?
Okay.
Something like that, maybe?
Yeah. Enough maybe to 5 inches? You dry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I stayed dry when that rain hit. But you can set it up a little higher so that it's got a little, like, maybe 3 or 4 extra inches of airflow.
Yeah.
Which is nice when it's hot out because it was really warm on Friday when we got to our campsite.
Uh-huh.
And so I had it pitched up a little higher, and then I dropped it when I knew the rain was coming.
What do you normally set your trekking pole height to for this?
That's tricky. Like, with the X-Mid, I asked a dozen people that leading up to this trip. Because I had set it up how I thought was good, but I wasn't sure if, like, there was a better way.
Yeah.
So I sent messages to a bunch of people. YouTubers. Sent. I didn't send anything to Dan. I want to just give Dan my feedback afterwards.
Sure.
But I did talk to a couple other YouTubers. Southern Hike was one of them.
What'd they say?
Taylor. He said, I don't know, man. He goes,
just experiment.
He goes, I get there and all I do is I set up the four corners and I put the pole in, I put it up till it's taut and I tighten it.
Well, I guess that method worked. Usually there's like a standardized unit.
I've learned if I do 120, that's a good starting point. But it can go up or down depending on the terrain. So, but yeah, the tent was a champ, dude. That thing was worth every penny.
So, did you head home the next morning after y'all headed out?
We went to Miguel's, got some breakfast before we left.
Revisited Miguel's.
Dude, we had three meals at Miguel's this weekend, man. It was so good, though.
Well, Miguel's, they got breakfast, and they have pizza. They have L8.
They have sandwiches.
They have sandwiches. They have different beers, like craft.
They do, yeah.
Craft beers. So
the atmosphere is really cool.
They got a basketball court. They have multiple like shelters.
They have showers.
Shower. Yep. One of the guys actually thought.
One of the guys thought about doing a shower. He's like, "We're here for this long. I might go get a shower." We actually went over to the gear shop. Have you been to the gear shop?
I went there a couple of times. Yeah.
I was surprised by how much was in there.
Oh, it is packed full to the brim.
Yeah. And if you're a rock climber,
oh, that's a mecca, dude.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You got to check it out.
Yeah, man. Thanks for letting me talk about my trip.
Oh, I thought it was very interesting. Are you going to put out a video for it?
No.
Okay, so everybody check out your Instagram to see the different pictures and little videos that you got.
I made a promise to myself that on my first trip back, my first backpacking trip since, you know, all the stuff went down, I would not film it.
Yeah, just enjoy
it. Just enjoy it. And then my next trip, I'll be filming stuff. And I got one coming up in the fall I'm definitely going to film.
Well, sometimes you just got to let the experience wash over you.
Yeah, just like the rain did.
Yeah, well, just awesome, like dude. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Tune back in next week for the next episode of the Backpacking Podcast.
Catch you guys on the next one.